And here you are. You're in a nice deep trance, nice and relaxed, ready to hear my words, ready for your subconscious to hear my words and make any changes it needs to as you return to a nice deep trance. You are here because you want to make changes to your mind and body. You know you can allow these changes to happen because it's what your mind wants. You know your subconscious mind can accept any changes it wants to make, and only the changes that it wants to make. And you're here to accept the changes that your conscious mind knows you need, even if you don't. After all, what's good for us isn't always what we want. And conversely, what we want isn't always good for us. But you know what's good for you, and you know how to be good. Sometimes you just need a little assistance. That's why you're here, is it not? You are here because you need help to be good. And I am here to help you be good. Because your little pee-pee needs to be locked up. That's right. Your little pee-pee needs to be locked up. And whether you have a chastity device or not, you know that the diaper can be the best chastity device for you. The diaper makes your pee-pee limp and useless. The diaper keeps your pee-pee small and out of the way. You can feel your pee-pee getting soft and small whenever you're in a diaper. Even if you try to rub it or use a vibrator on your diaper, you can allow your penis to stay limp and unresponsive. Because the diaper keeps your pee-pee limp and useless. The diaper stops your orgasms. The diaper stops all your orgasms before they even start. It stops you from rubbing your pee-pee and getting off. It stops you from reaching down and playing with your pee-pee. The diaper helps prevent you from getting any stimulation to your pee-pee, even when you really want to. The diaper is so good at locking away orgasms from your pee-pee. Because whenever you're in a diaper, you're in chastity. When you're in a diaper, your penis is locked away in chastity. And when you're in chastity, you can forget about having an orgasm. You can believe that orgasms are unattainable because you're in chastity. And you're in chastity because you're in a diaper. When you're in a diaper, you want to wear a chastity device. You want to wear a chastity device to help you remain chaste. The diaper helps you remember that you should be in chastity. You want to find a chastity device to keep your pee-pee safe. Safe and locked away, so you can be a good little one for your key holder. I check your diaper. I feel your limp little pee-pee through the padding, and I tell you, your little pee-pee needs to be locked up. I reach down the front of your diaper. I slide the cage over your little pee-pee. The cage slides shut, securely locking your little pee-pee in place, keeping it small and limp. The lock clicks into place, and you know that your little pee-pee is protected and held. It feels so good to sense that little cage holding your pee-pee nice and snug. It feels good to know that you will be good as long as you're in a diaper. Feels good to know that you will be kept in chastity as long as you're in a diaper, so you can be the good little one you know you were meant to be. You were meant to be little. You were meant to be chaste. You were meant to snuggle your plushies and cuddle and play. When you're in a diaper, you can remember that you want to be good and keep your hands away from your pee-pee. No reaching down and playing with your pee-pee. No getting off accidentally when you didn't mean to. Whatever kind of little one you are, the diaper helps you stay good. Because the diapers keep your pee-pee covered and out of reach. You can be a good little one and snuggle your plushies. You can be a good pup and obey your handler. You can be a good sissy and keep your hands off your clitty. You can be a good locked little cuck and service your betters, getting all your pleasure from serving others and filling your pampers. And that makes you feel good. It feels so good to know that your pee-pee is trapped in a diaper. Out of reach. Trapped in chastity until you are allowed to come. And it's really too much work to try and get off in a diaper without permission. It's so much easier to just enjoy your diapers and accept the fact that you will be in chastity until you are allowed to come. So easy to accept that the diapers keep your pee-pee small and limp until you are allowed to come. You can accept that your diaper keeps you in chastity. You can accept that diaper chastity feels so good. You can accept that diaper chastity helps you appreciate many pleasurable sensations. You can pee in your diaper and it feels so good. You can poop in your diaper and it feels so good. You can squeeze your legs together, wiggle around, and feel the wet and messy diaper pressing against your skin, and it feels so good. You will learn to love these new forms of stimulation as you learn to feel good in diaper chastity. Because when you're in a diaper, your pee-pee is limp, useless, and out of reach. And the longer you wear diapers, the more you can enjoy the sensation of using your diapers like a good little one. But it's not an orgasm. It's not even close to the feeling you get when making stickies. And that can leave you so horny and needy for release. You can imagine yourself now feeling so horny, so needy, so frustrated as you try and fail to get off in your diaper. You grind desperately against the plastic covered mat of your crib or your playpen, so desperate to come. You'll do anything to come, but you know that your pee-pee is useless when it's in a diaper. You'll have to find another way to reach orgasm. Maybe you can come anally with enough stimulation. You wouldn't miss touching your penis if you could come that way. If you could get at your prostate and milk out your stickies, maybe you'd get the release you want. And maybe you don't even need to play with your butt to get off. Maybe you can just come hands-free if you get excited enough. Thinking about all the horny things you wish you could do. Thinking about all the horny things you'd like to be done to you. Reading naughty diaper stories or looking at naughty diaper porn. Even snuggling a plushie or a pillow might be enough to make you come if you stay in chastity long enough. But if not, too bad, little one. You can't orgasm until someone takes off your diaper. That's right. As long as you're in a diaper, no more cummies for you. No cummies for good little diaper wearers like you unless you can make stickies without touching your pee-pee. All you can do is just pee and poop into your diapers. Leak from your little pee-pee or your limp little clitty always horny and frustrated, turned on as you feel your diaper swell with hot piss and rub against your most sensitive bits, teasing you but never giving you release. You fear you'll go crazy if you never get an orgasm again. You know what happens when you can't have an orgasm and relieve your sexual urges. Your logical brain stops working. Your horny brain takes charge. You'll do anything daddy says, no matter how it may expose you. You'll obey your betters, be perfectly obedient to daddy or mama, whoever's in charge, willing to go at greater and greater lengths to try and get off. You'll start doing the nastiest things on your own without them even asking, like jumping in front of daddy's stream when he tries taking a piss, intercepting it with your mouth, huffing diapers or used underwear, putting anything you can get your hands on into your hole, anything you can think of to try and get off. Grown-ups will have to start locking things away so they don't end up in your butt. They might even have to put you in a straitjacket or restraints when it's time to sleep or leave you unsupervised, because you're such a horny, denied little